Sefer Shmois, and the first part of Sefer Shmois is called, Shmois is called the Sefer of the Geula. Why is it called, why is the Sefer called Shmois, names? What's special about names? Why are we mentioning the Yichus of Klal Yisrael, that they come from Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda? Why is this the Hakdama to Sefer Shmois? In the beginning of the parasha, Parasha Shmois talks about the Gezerah of Paroi to throw everybody, to kill the children. And Vayomer, there's a whole arichas in the parashas, Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim, Lam Yaldes, Ivriyos, Shashem Achas Shifra, Shem Hashem is Pua. And why were they given these names? So Rashi says, Shifra is Mishaferesis Avlad, Pua, Miriam Hashem Shepoyo Medaberes, Vahoygil Avlad, Kedar Chanoshim, Amephaisis, Tina Kaboiche. Miriam and Yecheved were two midwives, and they're given the names al shem their avoida, as their work as midwives. Why is all this so important? She cleans the baby, and she's mefayis the baby, stops the baby crying. Why is all this so important? Paraget says a gzera, if it's a benhu, you have to kill him. I'm a terena miyaldois, v'lo yasu v'tachayenes ha'yiladim. What's the nekuda over here? Right in the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu is born. And Chazal say, Kitoivu, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Nismale Abai is Kuli Oira. Rashi says, Kishanoilat Nismale Abai is Kuli Oira. Why was this necessary? And what's the oimik, this Indian, that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the Goyal Yisrael is born? Is the moment as he was born, Kishanoilad, the whole room became full of light. What's the Indian? We also have to understand the schar, the midah keneged midah, to the miyaldois, that there was zoicha to batim, bate kahuna, bate levia, bate malchus. What's the midah keneged midah over here? And then Moshe Rabbeinu gets put into the water. The bas paroi, paroi's daughter, sees him. Again, arichas of few psukim. She picked him up. She took him in. She called Miriam and Yecheved, whatever, to nurse the baby. Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't nurse from an Egyptian woman. How is all this such an important hakdama to the whole Sefer of Geulas Mitzrayim, to the Shibud and to the Geula? How there were midwives, and how Moshe Rabbeinu was born, and how he was as a baby, and all the Midrashim. What's the Indian over here? Let's jump a few parashas straight to Yetzias Mitzrayim. We know Rashi brings down in Parashas Boy, the famous Rashi, that Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael had no mitzvahs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised to take them out of Mitzrayim. So Ribbono Shel Olam gave them two mitzvahs, and that's Mila and Pesach, Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. We have to understand the significance. Why dafka these two mitzvahs, and what's two mitzvahs going to help? In Haggadah Shel Pesach, we say that Klal Yisrael were in a matzav of at Erium ve'Erio. Klal Yisrael were in a matzav of Orum. We were Orum in our mitzvahs. We had no mitzvahs. We had no Maaseh Tovim. We were on Memtes Shari Tuma. So what's the inyan of the two mitzvahs? How's that going to help us? And what's the common denominator between the mitzvah of Mila and between the mitzvah of Korban Pesach? But the Mahalach HaDvarim is to be makdim with one more question. The mitzvahs that were given to us early Tzitzis Mitzrayim are mitzvahs of Achila. The mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach. The mitzvah that we have nowadays, early Tzitzis Mitzrayim. The only mitzvah d'oraisa that we have today is the mitzvah Achila. Mitzvah Achila's Matzah. Why was there an Indian of Achila? But the answer is, with the Yisod that the Maral is Marech, when he explains the whole Indian of Matzah, of Mitzvah's Matzah. Matzah is called Lechem Oini. In Zohar HaKadosh, Matzah is called Michla de Memnusa, the Lechem of Emuna. And the Oimek Inyan is, the Maral asks, and he explains that Matzah doesn't necessarily have to do anything with Oini being poor. The Maral's shita is that matzah being called lechem oini, there's a different message bichlal. And that message is, the Maral explains, that what's the difference between an oni and an osher? An oni is somebody who doesn't have anything other than his own metzias. All he has is himself. He doesn't own, his own metzias is not mispashet, it doesn't spread into anything outside of himself. An osher has nechosim, he has possessions outside of himself, of his own intrinsic metzias. Sometimes a person forgets what's the real him, himself or his wealth. Because I'll say on the pasuk, "V'aftes Hashem lekecha b'chol avavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol moedecha." Once it says b'chol nafshecha that a yid has to be willing to give up his life for Hashem, obviously it goes without saying that he'd give up his money. Say Chazal, it's not so obvious. You get a person as machshev his money over his life. So an asher, not quite sure what his metzias is. But an oni doesn't have anything other than himself. And therefore the Maral goes on further and says, that's why oni and asher relate to Eben and Menchoirin, but not the way the world would relate them. The world would say that an asher fits into Benchoirin, and an oni to Eved. Maral says the opposite. What is the difference between an Eved and a Benchoirin? An Eved is somebody whose whole metzias is meshuba to something outside of himself. He's meshuba to his adoin, to his master. A ben chayrin is somebody who's not meshuba. He's free. He's not meshuba to a metzias outside of himself. He is to himself. So Memela therefore says the Maral, oni goes together with ben chayrin. They both are their own intrinsic metzias, and they're not meshuba to anything outside of themselves. An asher is really an Eved. He's an Eved to his nechasim. Marba nechosim, marba daga. Lechem oini is the lechem of the intrinsic ingredients of the matzah. Flour and water is one ingredient. That's the intrinsic ingredients. That's the basic ingredients. And then you can add on yeast. You can add on other things, meperos. Matzah that we eat, Lel Pesach, is the metzias itself. It's the intrinsic ingredients itself. It's flour and water. Matzah corresponds to the idea of no additions. No additional ingredients other than the pure ingredients itself. And that's why matzah is called lechem oini, just like an oni is to his own metzias. He doesn't have any additions to his own metzias. We eat matzah that doesn't have any additions to its own metzias, to its own pure intrinsic ingredients. Ad kan divrei Maral. What does this all have to tell us? This yisod is really the yisod of the whole Pesach. What does this all mean to us? Lechem oini, metzias, not sharing anything with another metzias. But the yisod hadvarim is that Pesach is where Klal Yisrael are in their purest ingredients. Completely undiluted. Lil Pesach is where Klal Yisrael stand in their own pure metzias. without any additional metzias from anything, from any other of the nation, any other nations, from all the yetzaharas that are not us ourselves. Pesach is the time where we clear all that away. When we eat lechem matzah, when we eat matzah lechem oini, we mechaven that just like the matzah is the purest ingredients in itself without any additions, so too Klal Yisrael stand Lel Pesach in their pure metzias, in their absolutely purest state, without any additions and without anything else coming from the outside world. And what this means is the following. Klal Yisrael has to realize, and Leil Yitzis Mitzrayim, Leil Pesach, Leil Seder, this is the Yikar Avoda. The Klal Yisrael has to realize that the Havdalah between us and the Goyim is not just Stama Havdalah between two nations. Or, if you would ask a person, what is the difference between a Yid and a Goy? So the person would say, you ask a Yid the question. He'd say, we have a Neshama, they don't have a Neshama, they perhaps only have a Nefesh HaBahamis. It's true. A Yid has an additional Neshama that a Goy doesn't have. But that's not all the difference. A Yid is different than a Goy, not just mitzad his Neshama, but also mitzad his Guf. And if you want a big, long Arichas Dvarim on this, you should look up the Heiliger Reb Tzadik and the Sefer Orzerul HaTzadik. Where the beginning of Orzerul HaTzadik, he's marach pages and pages on this Indian. That a Yid has to know that from inside out, from top to bottom, from head till toe, he's completely different. He's matzah, just the pure Yid itself. And he really doesn't share anything with anything that comes out of the Yiddish world. Whatever's added on from the outside world, that's chometz. That's when you add on yeast to the matzah. That's already additions. Chometz we have to destroy before Pesach. There's no additions. All the additions from the outside are destroyed, are burned. Ein bir chometz ala sreifa. And we stay with our own intrinsic gewaltige yiddish metzias, with a heilige guf and a heilige neshama. But the ikar nekuda is that our whole possible havamina to have a tzadashava with a goyim is that they have a guf and we have a guf. We are flesh and blood and they are flesh and blood. And that's what Chag HaPesach comes to be megala. Not at all. Even mitzad the guf, which we would have thought does share a common denominator with a goyim, even mitzad the guf, we're completely different. A yiddish guf is heilig. A yiddish guf is a dovah shebekdusha. The whole Indian of Kovod Ameis that we have by Yid that you don't have by Goyim is because bearing a Yiddish Aguf is bearing a Dovash HaBikdush, bearing a Heilig Azach. Yecheskel, the Novi Yecheskel, when he describes the Mitzrayim, part of the Psukim that we recite in Leil Seder come from Sefer Yecheskel, where he devotes chapters to discussing the whole Indian of Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Yecheskel writes, "Hashem b'sach amoyrim b'sarom." The Mitzrayim, the Goyim, their basar is basach amor. B'sach amoyrim chamor. And as Chazal dashen, shvu lechem poyim achamor. That an eved has a din of a chamor. An eved knani. A yid has heilige basar, and a goy, Hashem b'sach amoyrim b'sarom. A Yid is to know that he's born with Kedusha. A Yid is born, his guf already has Kedusha. And the Heiliger Reb Tzadik says that was the bikuach between the Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael. The Mitzrayim held there's no such thing as a holy guf. You can make it holy. You can work on yourself and you can make it Kaddish. And the Goyim do that. Those who are seeking spiritual perfection on their guf, they separate, they don't get married, they move out. They move out to who knows where, to monasteries, no interaction with the physical world, and that's how they think they make themselves holy. A Yid is born holy, a Yid is born Kaddish. And the Heiliger Reb Tzadik says that's why Paroi told It was goyzer that you have to throw the babies. You have to kill the babies. Why the babies? Says Rutzadik, because l'shitas paroi, that a person can only become holy through his shtadlus when he grows up, through his avoida. Before that, he's not. So paroi thought that if he throws the kids, if he kills the yiddish kinderlach before they grow up, well, they're still babies when they haven't made a hishtadlus to sanctify and purify themselves, so they're not holy. And if they're not holy, they're no different than the mitzrim. They haven't got a mile, and therefore they won't be able to overpower him. But he was mistaken, obviously, because a yid, the minute he's born, the second he's born, a yid is kaddish. The yid's goof is kaddish. The yid's goof is kaddish. Of course, the yid has to make his shtadlus to be marba kedusha and to keep away from averus chas v'shalom, not to desecrate kedusha. But a yid is born with a heilig goof. Ritzadi goes further and he says that's why the shibud of 400 years begins from the leida of Yitzchak Avinu. They were in Mitzrayim only 210 years, but the shibud begins from the leida of Yitzchak. Why? So he says because Yitzchak was the first geboren and the first born yid. Avram Avinu was a while till he became a yid, till he was niskadish b'kedusha. But Yitzchak was the first geboren. He was the first one who was nimel b'shmoina. And therefore, that's why the schus of going out of Mitzrayim, the schus of going out of Mitzrayim, was this idea that Klal Yisrael is kodesh and Klal Yisrael is holy. And even if there was a kitrug, halalo oiv d'avoid azara, halalo oiv d'avoid azara. And even if Klal Yisrael succumbed to memtes sharetuma, and even though Klal Yisrael was doing kol averus shebo'olam, but nevertheless, what was niskala that a yid is a heilig azach? The etzem yid, if you catch him in his etzem state, so then he's a heilig azach. All the averus and all the things that he's piled on him, that's mashu acher. Those are additions. Those are additional preservatives, additional ingredients that the Yetzirah made the yid succumb to put extra baggage on himself. But it's not him himself. The yid is pure. The maisim is mitzvahs and his averus. They're not deciding whether he has kedusha or not, like the mitzrim held that it's the hishtadlus of a person that makes him kodosh. It's the etzem yid is a davar shebe kedusha. And Yitzchok was a nimel lishmoina. Yitzchok was the first yid who was born with kedusha. So made it, therefore the shibud of Mitzrayim starts with Yitzchok. And this explains us the whole sod of the mitzvah of Mila. Why dafka when nimel taka when the child when the child's a baby? Valderech, the Gemara that says when David HaMelech was in a base of merachatz and he was orum, he wasn't clothed, and he had chalisha sadas that he's keilu can't be mekayim mitzvahs, and then he remembered that he has a mitzvah tefillin which is imprinted in him, ingrained in him. He has a sign of mitzvah mila. I mean, he has a mitzvah mila that's imprinted in him, that's engraved in him. Even when he's Orum, he slays the mitzvah of Mila. And then he said the pasuk of Sasa Noichi Elim Rasecha Kamoitzi Shal Arav. But the Oymek Einyan is Orum Mikol HaMitzvahs means that even if a person's in a matzav where he doesn't have any mitzvahs, and therefore his Kedusha didn't come through his Shtadlus, he didn't make his Shtadlus for Kedusha, he's Orum Mikol HaMitzvahs. Nevertheless, he needs to know that the mitzvah Mila represents the idea that we are imprinted, there's a Kedusha in a Yid's goof, in a Yid's goof, in the basar. You cut the basar, you engrave the basar, and it's a hallmark on the yid that he's kaddish even mitzad his goof, and it's not dependent on the amount of mitzvahs that he's done. Even when David HaMelech was Aram bebeis HaMerchatz, Aram represents him in Avodas Hashem, a person who's Aram min HaMitzvahs, but nevertheless he remembered that he has mitzvahs mila, and a yid is a heilig goof, and from that kedusha's a goof he can work on himself and he can build himself. That's the gewaltige kedusha, the kedushas abris. That's melamed zchus on a yid, that a yid is be'etzem kodesh, and that's why we're mekayim that mitzvah when the baby's so young. Because to show dafka before the baby has das, to show that this is something that has nothing to do with the das, nothing to do with the bechira of a child, to have a kedushas aguf. A yid has a kedushas aguf. Al derech remez, it's always the parshias. Pesach is always the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra talks about korbanos. Korbanos are bringing up a korban that you makdish it b'kedushas haguf, and the whole vart is a reminder to the person who sinned, who is choite, to remind him when he's makdish an animal b'kedushas haguf, to remind himself that every yid has kedushas haguf. And because he forgot that the yid is kedushas haguf, he forgot the shmira of his guf to be shomer the kedusha on his guf. We'll discuss the shmira soon in Mitzvah Hashem. So therefore, that's why he sinned, and that's why he's got to bring a korban. He's got to take something. He's got to be makdish kedushas aguf to remind him what a yid is be'emes. That's the mitzvah of mila. Mitzvah of mila brings out the kedusha, the kedushas aguf, even of a baby and even somebody who's orim mikol mitzvahs. And once we're applying it to kochim, just like kochim is a kedushas aguf, with that we can understand how a korban is mechaper, and with that we can understand how a korban is mechaper dafka for yidin and not for goyim. A goy can only bring the darim and the davos if they darker shalom, but a goy who sins cannot bring a korban chatos or a nasham. And the Maral explains why, because the Maral says that a sin by yid is a stain. A stain is not the etzem of the beged; it's something that came onto the beged. If it's not the etzem, you can take it off. Mashal mado adoyme. You can put a white shirt in the washing machine if it's got black stains or blue stains. But if you put a blue shirt in the washing machine and put all the powder in the world that it should become a white shirt, it won't become a white shirt because it's blue. And the same thing. Korban is a washing machine. A yid, if a yid sins, it's oyben an aver chas v'shalom. His goof has got kedusha, it's a goof, but there's a stain on the kedusha. And when you makdish a korban, you makdish it, the kedusha is a goof, so then you ma'ira the kedusha is a goof that a yid has, and that takes away, that cleans, it takes away, The chet, oba, asher besach ha-moirim besorim lahavdil by the goyim. So meila, their boss is a boss of chamor. If it's a boss of chamor, so meila, the sin is the be'etzim, the ra, the gashmis, is be'etzim, that's them. And meila, that's a blue shirt, that can't come off with a korban. So basically, the korban carries the same message as Mitzvah Mila, which already tells us Lel Yitzis Mitzrayim. We'll discuss it soon. But already is Meramistas, the kesher between the Dam Pesach and the Dam Mila, Lel Yitzis Mitzrayim. And why by korban Pesach is Aloch of Chal Orel LaYoichel Bay? He hasn't got Bris Mila. If it's not Bechinas Kedushas Aguf, if there's no hallmark that is Basa is Basa Kodesh Kedushas Aguf, so maybe then you can't eat from the korban Pesach. If that's the case, that we can understand, we can go back to understanding the Sefer Shmois and the importance of numbering the yichus of Klal Yisrael. And Kamadumili, I think Rav Tzadik also says this. He says that the whole idea of Shmois, why we bring Yachis Klal Yisrael, is to show that we have something intrinsic inside us. We have a Kedushas Aguf, we have something, a Makor of Kedusha inside us. Yichus is something that travels through the Doiris. Yichus is something that is the etzem part of the person. Klal Yisrael is Kodosh, we have Yichus. Come from where Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And that yichus that we have is something that is a kedusha, an inherent kedusha that every yid has. A name shows on the etzem mahus of a person. Ve'ele shmois b'nei Yisrael. This is the names of b'nei Yisrael, the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. The yichus of Klal Yisrael, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar. And this yichus is something that doesn't become, it's something that's with the child, with the baby when it's born. And this was the whole vikuach, as we said earlier, between Paroi and between the Yidden, so to speak. And therefore, the Goyal Yisrael was somebody that when he was born, the minute he was born, the Kishanoira, Nismale Abai is Kulei Oira. Nismale Abai is Kulei Oira. The minute he was born. That's the Yid. He's going to be the Goyal. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's Megala. That a Yid is full of Oir from the moment he's born. A Yid is Kodesh B'Kdush Zagov. It's not the yishtadlus of mitzvahs that creates the kedusha. The kedusha is there already. You have to be mechazik the kedusha. You have to be moisim for kedusha. But the kedusha is there already. And if the kedusha is there already, when he was born, before he had das, straight away nismala abayis kulei oira. That Moshe Rabbeinu is representing the inherent kedushas aguf, the kedushas abasar of every yid. And when that kedushas abasar is nizgala, then all the mitzvahs, then all the averas in the world can't deter HaKadosh Baruch Hu from taking us out of Mitzrayim. Averus, that's talking about something else. Averus, that's an addition. That's an additional ingredient. That's not the Etzem Zach. Pesach is when the Bein Shalom looks at the Etzem Zach. And when the Bein Shalom looks at the Etzem Zach, so then all the Averus are additional. They all come off. So therefore, that birur had to take place. That birur had to take place at the beginning. That birur had to take place at the beginning of Sefer Shmos. That a yid is helig mitzad his basa. A yid is a helig azach. A yid is born is a helig azach already come into the world. And therefore, that's why there's an arichas with Yecheved and Miriam. And the names they're given of Shifra and Pua, Al Shem, how they clean the baby, how they pacify the baby, babysitters, midwives. What's the oymek? The oymek is they're looking after the heilige Yiddish kinderlach. Avalda avadetz and avoyde gedoyla. It was a gewaltig avoyde Mitzrayim when they were mialdas, they were midwives, and they took the Yiddish babies. And they washed them and they pacified them, showing that this is a Dovah Shebekedusha. Dovah Shebekedusha needs Shmira. Dovah Shebekedusha needs care, needs to take care of it. The Yakras, how valuable every Nefesh HaYehudi is. Bei Mitzad HaNeshama, Bei Mitzad HaGuf. So it was a Merdik Avoyda Gedoylop, and it was a Merdik Aschia to be called Shifra, Al Shem Shemeshaferis as Avlad. It's talking about it's cleaning the Yiddish baby, is looking after the Kedusha of the Yiddish baby. And that's the Yisod at the beginning. And that's why there was Oichetu by Yasla and Batim. Batim is a house. A house is a Shmira. You're keeping something inside. You're guarding it. All in Yonam of Ruchni is all called a Beis HaMedrash, a Beis HaKnesses. Because a bias is something that protects. Yiddishkeit, a Heilige Yid, needs to be protected. We'll discuss it soon when we discuss the Indian of Shmira by Pesach. It's a heilig azach. And protection is if you put it in a house, you put it away. And then midah connected midah, they brought out how beautiful even a Yiddish baby is. Even a baby, as soon as they're born. The aura that radiates from a Yiddish baby born, Bei Mitzad HaGuf, Bei Mitzad HaNeshama. That's why there's such an arichas at the beginning of Shmois. And that's why the arichas of the schar they got. And then a non-Jewish woman, Basya Basparoi, she saw Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu would nurse from her, even though he's got no das, even though he's a little baby, but he's heilig already, he's heilig. And they had to call, she had to call Miriam, Yecheved, they should nurse Moshe Rabbeinu. This is all the Hakdama of the Geula. It's all the Hakdama of the Geula, where the Rebbein Shlom is going to say that my people is heilig, are holy. I can't hear all these Lashon Haras about them. I can't hear all these Kitchugim about them. Because this is all professional. You talk about a shirt, you don't talk about the stain, you talk about a shirt and it's got stains. You can take the stain off. And that's the answer to the stira. If you look on one side, you see Midrashim talk about, Chazal talk about how lowly they were, Memtes Shari Tuma, and all they had avodah, they succumbed to Avodah Zarah. We talk about the Gvaltiga Milas of Klal Yisrael, how they were Porush Menaroyas, and Lechtech Achra Bamidba, Sestira Menebei, were they on a high Madrega, were they on the low Madrega? The answer is, it depends what you're looking at. If you're looking at the Etzem Yid is Kodesh. The Etzem Yid is Basa Kodesh. The Etzem Yid, even is Guf, is Kedushas Aguf. And then he can have a lot of dirt, a lot of dust, and a lot of dirt that is gathered on him. A lot of Averis, that's called Memtes Sharituma. Or Beleil Pesach is where the Rebbein Shlom only looks at the Etzem Yid, and he sees that the Etzem Yid Be'etzem is Kadosh, and all the rest is an addition, and therefore that can be taken care of. And therefore, Taka, Leil Yitzis Mitzrayim, is the Tzivi was those two mitzvahs. We asked before, the Klal Yisrael, we didn't have any mitzvahs, they were Orem in our mitzvahs. Enachanami, they were Orem in our mitzvahs. So what's two mitzvahs going to help? That's we like we asked before. But the answer is, it's not just Avraham Baruch Shalom gave him two mitzvahs. It's a shtickel to tip the scale. They've done something positive already, and therefore they're ready to be taken out of Mitzrayim. No, that's not the Vort Bechlal. The Vort Bechlal is that those two mitzvahs we said, Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, Dam Korban, and Mila and Korban are both mitzvahs that talk about the Kedushas Aguf of a Yid. The Mila is the hallmark of the Kedushas Aguf of a Yid. And the Korban, the fact that a Yid can bring a Korban, that shows the Kedushas Aguf, that shows that everything that's on the Yid, all this Chataim, can be washed off, it's only a stain. It really doesn't belong to him, it's from a different Rishus Bichlal. That's the Sod of Leil Pesach. Of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Goyal Yisrael. Of Moshe Rabbeinu's mother Yecheved and sister Miriam, They brought out this Mila. They washed the Klal Yisrael. The idea of them washing the dirt of the baby was the idea of washing the, also the Ruchni stick of dirt, that all Ruchni stick of dirt that piles on a Yid can be washed off. That's the Oymik of the Gemara that says, Shnei Dvarim Einim B'Shusay Shel Adam, V'Son HaKosav Ke'ilu Einim B'Shusay, Chometz Mishay Shos Amala and Boi B'Shusay Rabim. Chometz is the Yetzahara. The Yetzahara is Bechlal really Shnei Dvarim Einim B'Shusay Shel Adam. The Yetzahara, the Averis that we do as a result of the Yetzahara, that's not Aspe Etzem. That's not Arashus, that's not Aspe Etzem. Einim B'Shusay Shel Adam. An Avera and a Yid don't stick together. Aye, then a Yid's got a pischem peh. No, so why should he get punished if he doesn't have aveira? Because vasana kosev keilu im b'shusa keilu. It's a special gzeres hakosev. Merdeka deep yisod. It's a merdeka. It's a gzeres hakosev keilu that the yitzahara is part of the Yid. I'll be etzem. It's not shnei dvarim einim b'shusa shel adam. Yitzahara aveiras. That's not b'shusa shel adam bichlal. And but in order that a Yid should have to give them a cheshbon, vasana kosev keilu im b'shusa. The same thing is with Bar B'Shus HaRabim. We know that the chiluk in Svarim, the chiluk between B'Shus HaRabim and B'Shus HaYachid is that B'Shus HaRabim is called the Makar of Klippas. It's the B'Shus of Rabim where there's no Yechidah Shalaylam, where there's no Hashem Echad. B'Shus HaYachid represents Hashem Echad. B'Shus HaRabim represents the Ribuy of Koiches that are in the Bria, the Amastir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Bar B'Shus HaRabim is a stumbling block in the Olam HaKlippas that the Yetzirah makes a stumble to fall into a bar. But again, it's not us. It's not us. Asana kosev keilu im b'shusay. When a Yid stumbles, so asana kosev keilu im b'shusay. Keilu the Yid's doing an avera in order they have to give them a cheshbon. But if you look at the pure Yid, the flour and water ingredients of a matzah, of a lachem oini, the etzem ingredients of a Yid, that we are sheish, ve'ele shmois b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, that we know that be kedusha, that we have in kedusha saguf. There's a separation between the yid and the avera. There, it's nizgala that be'emes is eina b'shusa shel adam. If that's the case, then be'etzem leil pesach is a similar avoda to Yom Kippur. We've discussed that on Yom Kippur and other shiurim that the inyan of the soil Hashem and soil Azazel is what the Medrash says. V'nasa hasoy is kol avinosam. Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Achrimos. That the soil, all the Averis of Klal Yisrael went onto the soil of Zazel, which is Esav. How can you just get rid of Averis and pile them onto Esav? Because Yom Kippur is such a holy day where it's Nizgale, that Be'etz and Averis are not Shaykh to a Yid. The Yid is not Shaykh to Averis. And we're saying that's the same thing in Leil Pesach. And maybe there are connections between Leil Pesach and Yom Kippur. Twice a year we wear a kittel. Yom Kippur, Leil Seder. There are other connections. It's both the same Nakuda. It's both being Mevara to us. That a Yid and a Goy are so different. They've got no Shaychas. The Averos and the Koychas Aran and the Bria, that's from the Shivim Umos. But the Yid is a Dover Kaddish. And a Yid has to be washed and Shafaris is Avlad. A Yid has to look at himself as something pure. Something that we have inside us, that's inherent inside us. And that's also why the Lechem Oini is also called, the Zohar Kodesh, we mentioned it earlier, is called the Mechla de Menusa. Because the Emunah is also something that is intrinsic, that is inbuilt into a Yid. As Chazal say, Yidin, when Moshe Nefesh, Yidin who are Orum min HaMitzvahs. Yidin who are Orum min HaMitzvahs had Emunah Saboire, and they went to their deaths. They were Matit al Kiddush Hashem with the Moridik Emunah. Again, when it comes to Emunah, is something that is inbuilt in the Yid, the Kedusha of the Yid, and even if everything else was taken away from him, but his Emunah still stays. Matzah is the pure Yid. So matzah is mechla de menusa. This koyach of emunah is when we came out of Mitzrayim. Lechtech achray b'midbar be'eretz lezeruah. Because when we walked out the emunah is a manifestation of what the etzem yid is. What's the etzem yid? Etzem yid is a yid who has inbuilt, it's kashrus with the rabbi shleinam, inbuilt kedusha. That's the yid, and that's the lechtech achray b'midbar, and that's the vayaminu b'shem of Moshe avdai. That was Avraham Avinu's introduction. That was Avraham Avinu's introduction to Kedushas Yisrael. Behem in Bashem v'yachshavei aloi letztaka. If that's the case, then we can understand also why the children in Leil Seder night are the most important at the Seder table. Yiddisha Kindelach, one sees the purity in them. Yiddisha Kindelach have their pure tamimus, have the pure simplicity, the pure pashtus. They don't know the sheker of the alma, the shikra of olam hazeh. When you want to look at the purity of a yid, when you want to look at the etzema yehudi without the additional ingredients, then you look at a tanoika shel beis rabba. Tanoika shel beis rabba, the yiddisha kindelach, how pure they are, how tamimistic they are. And the mitzvah v'gadat levincha is the mitzvah dafka, tuck it to the children. They're the main character at the seder table. V'gadat levincha k'neged arba bonim, echad chacham, echad rasha. We go through arba bonim. There's those that are better, there's those that are the worst, but nevertheless, they all come to the seder table. Because when you're looking at the intrinsic yid, is then you're looking at every child, every person is part of that intrinsic yid. We take all the Yidin out of the streets. Whoever wants, come inside. Kor Pesach should be nechel b'chabura. Yidin should get together. Yidin should embrace each other. Yidin should feel, ah, Ashreichem Yisrael, Ashreichem Yisrael, Ashreichem Yisrael, Ashreichem Yisrael. Nobody wants to be on the outside. Nobody wants to have any kesher with the outside. So Pesach is all about the yisod of the yakrus, how priceless and valuable a yid is. Pesach is all about Shifra, who's Meshaferes Asavlad, is all about cleaning ourselves, all about guarding ourselves. Anything that's valuable needs Shmira. Something that's not valuable doesn't need Shmira. If a person has something very valuable, so he doesn't want to let anybody else touch it. Doesn't want anybody else to go near it. A person buys a priceless painting and somebody slits it at the side, and the guy who bought it wants to kill him. He'll say, what did I do? I just slit it at the side. The main picture in the front is there. He said, what are you talking about? And such as something so valuable as that, every square inch of this picture is valuable. Not only, obviously, doesn't he allow somebody to cut it. He's cleaning it the whole day. He won't allow a bit of dust, one thin layer of dust to settle on such a thing. He's guarding it, he's scrubbing it, he's cleaning it all the time. Shmira, 24 Shmira. The more valuable, the more Shmira. If Pesach is Megala, the Yakrus, how valuable every single Yid is. And that's why we're eating the Korban Pesach, the Chabura. So we're eating together. That's why it's a Koldich Min Yesa V'Yechol. So it's obviously that Leil Pesach is also Bechina of Leil Shimurim. Matzah is a Shmatim Esa Matzahs. Whole Pesach is all about Shmira, all about Azharas, all about Chumras, not going anywhere near. And it's all about the din of chometz oisah b'mashu. It's not batel b'shishim like all other yisurim. Chometz is oisah b'mashu. Why? Same way. Chometz is the yitzahara, as the sa'ar shebi'isa, as the Gemara says in Brachas. The yitzahara, the goyishkeit, the averus, we are so yokar that we have a merdeka shmira against that. We have to keep that all away. Just like the Rembrandt painting won't want a mashu of dust, a mashu of dirt. Yidno are priceless. Yidno are so valuable. We don't want a mashu of chometz, a mashu of yetzahara, a mashu of a fleck, a mashu of a stain. Tonight is the night where we are clean. Tonight is the night where Rabbi Shalom said, with all the kitrugin that were going around, Rabbi Shalom says, I'm not listening to any ra. My Klal Yisrael is heilig, koyom Hashem b'ni b'choyri Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is kadosh. Is therefore we have to protect ourselves even with the chometz of a mashu. It's a Laila of Shmira. The whole Pesach is all about Shmira. It's a Leil Shimurim. Because only a person who realizes how valuable he really is, he'll be Shoyme himself. He realizes how heilig a Yid's eyes. So then obviously he'll make sure to put a proper Shmira Sinayim. How heilig a Jew's ears. A Shmira Sinayim. How heilig the Yiddish Peh is. How much koyach a Yiddish Peh has. To make Kedushas Aguf. To make Nedorim. So then he'll be Shomer his Peh. Pesach, Leil Pesach, is his man of Shmira. This is the Yom Tov of Pesach. The Yom Tov of keeping away. The Yom Tov of trying to keep away every speck of Goyishkeit. The Yom Tov of realizing how different we are. Bein mitzad ha-neshama, bein mitzad ha-guf. The Yom Tov of realizing How we have to constantly be a shifra, shema shaferes as avlad. We have to be mechazik ourselves. How we have to clean ourselves. Poor, how we have to appease ourselves. How we have to constantly be mechazik ourselves. How fortunate that we are. Ashreinu matev chalkeinu. Ashreinu, ashreichem Yisrael, ashreichem Yisrael. That's the Yom Tov of Pesach. And that's the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And that's the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. The kirva, korban lashon kirva, the kirva we have to the Rebbeinu Shleim. How much kirva, how much aval, how much love HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us in Leil Yitzis Mitzrayim with all the averas that we had. Rebbeinu Shleim showed us that Klal Yisrael, we are intrinsically connected. It's the Shir HaShirim relationship. So Eibush is a helfen. Shpitaka Zoycha to be mechavenes when we eat the Kazayis Matzah. And that's taka why the mitzvahs are mitzvahs of achila, mitzvahs shebeguf, achilas matzah, achilas korban pesach. The first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael actually did was the mitzvah when leaving Mitzrayim, was the mitzvah of achila, of an achila dika mitzvah. Because all these correspond to the guf. And when it's nizbara that the guf of the Eid is a different guf, so then we mekayim mitzvahs shebeguf, and we mekayim mitzvahs shebeguf, mitzvah achila, and we swallow the matzah, the intrinsic Kedushas Yisrael, we are swallowing the intrinsic Kedushas Yisrael into our guf, that our guf should realize, that our guf should have a tshuka to the Heilige Bashefa, to the Rebbeinu Shleinu. Moshcheini, acherecha narutza, heviyani amelech hadorah. Rebbeinu Shleinu, shebizaychem et Hashem. Shana Hazeb Yushalaim Abnuya, Mishuzaychem and Eichel and Azvachem and Apsachem. Shuzaychem et Hashem to the Gula Shleim of Amitis. Shuzaychem to the Tkufa, where Oz Yom of Agoim, Higdel Hashem Lassis and Mele, where the Goim will realize the Yakus of Klal Yisrael. But in order that the Goim should realize the Yakus of Klal Yisrael, the Yid has to realize the Yakus of Klal Yisrael. Every Yid has to realize how special and how fortunate we are, how holy we are. Let's cleanse ourselves. Let's stand at the Leil Seder, the Kedusha of a Tahara, with our kittles on, clean, white. And we should be Zorchem et Hashem, that Benissin Nisan Nigalu, Benissin Asidin Nigal, Vagol of his Mankor of Vimherab Yamenu. Amen.